The orphans living at the St. Therese Orphanage in Yaoundé welcome me as I arrive. Close to 200 kids live at this home, which is managed by the Missionary Sisters of the Resurrection. And the kids are very happy to have the chance to tell their stories.
My name is Laura.
My name is Mimi.
How do you feel being here? Are you happy?
Yes, Uncle. I'm happy to stay here.
Why?
Because they're taking good care of us.
How did they take good care of you?
By sending us to school, by helping us to do our homeworks.
But behind the facade of apparent satisfaction lies deep sorrow for these kids, who've lost both parents and now have to depend entirely on the goodwill of others. That's where Jesse Carlson Dongo comes in. The 21-year-old student from Cameroon who studies in South Africa was touched by the large number of children he met who had been orphaned by HIV and AIDS. On his first trip to South Africa, he saw firsthand the pain and anguish they face, but also noticed that they seemed to be neglected by the rest of society. He felt that he had to do something about it. So 3 years ago, he founded the Carlton Smile Charity on Easter Sunday.
Easter is a period during which we are celebrating the risen Lord, and I wanted to celebrate it with orphans. And we had a good time, and on my birthday, I repeated it again. I offered them a first experience at McDonald's. The people, I would say, lack love because they've lost both parents. If you have your parents, we could do best to inspire your parents to give more love to you. But to someone who has no one around them, we see ourselves as the fathers, as the brothers, as the sisters. Money can buy me love, buy me love, buy me
love. Money can buy me love. The orphanage in Yaoundé is just one of many that is served by the Carlton Smile Charity. Reverend Sister Marie-Thérèse is the coordinator there. She and her staff make sure the kids can go to school, receive clothing, and eat warm meals. But she says there are some things she's not able to give the kids.
What they lack most is parental love. A child who stays for years without a visit from a single family member. That's a huge problem.
Carlton knows he can't replace the family members that the orphans have lost, but meeting their emotional needs is his first priority. That makes his work different from traditional charities that only focus on providing material goods. The Carlton Smile Charity is now at work in 5 African countries: Cameroon, Nigeria, Gabon, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. But even though Carlton is spread thin, he's not losing sight of what's important.
What I believe is that you can give love, because love is produced in an excess amount. So you can give love as much as your heart produces love. But when it comes to the material stuff, we share the stuff. Let me give you a simple example. For Christmas, what the team in Gabon did is that they took a couple of kids to the movies.
But that doesn't mean Carlton doesn't share material gifts when he can, like he did at the recent visit to Sister Marie-Thérèse's orphanage in Yaoundé. The kids remember his visit well.
They bring us gifts like juice, there was food. They also bring us toys and dress for Christmas and shoes for Christmas.
Carlton also finds that working with the orphans goes two ways, and they give him the gift of a healthy perspective on what really matters in life.
The striking thing I always get every time I go to a charity, an orphanage, is that their smile is just so sincere. They smile even brighter than kids I see in fancy cars. You see, that's because they are close to the things that matter. And the things in life that matter is the love. Just to be around people. They need love. They need care. People being around them.
Carlton has big plans for his charity this year and compares his own work to planting mustard seeds.
We should be spreading into Kenya and Congo in 2014. But we are trying to plant a seed. As long as in each country we are able to help at least 1 or 2 or 5 or even 10, it does matter, because what happens is that we'll plant the seed and it would eventually grow from a seed to a tree, and from a tree it will grow into a forest of love throughout the continent, because in Africa we need that.
Charity, says Carlton, has nothing to do with material wealth, but it has everything to do with caring for those in need. This is Ngala Kilian Chimtom for DW in Yaoundé, Cameroon.